Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As you might expect, when constructing a building, it is important, it is critical to choose the right stones for the foundation of that building. Stones that will allow that building to be level and to be solid, to be safe and secure. Just like we are to build our lives on the solid rock, on the foundation of Christ Jesus our Lord. But as we are told in a number of places in the Bible, in Psalm 118, in Matthew chapter 21, in Acts chapter 4, and in 1 Peter 2. When Jesus came to this earth, the leaders in the nation of Israel, as well as the majority of the people in that nation, as well as those outside of that nation, rejected him as their Messiah, as their Savior. The same way that many people reject him today. But that does not change the fact that the Bible says that he has become the chief cornerstone of the building, the right stone, the essential stone, if we are to be saved from the wrath to come. But despite this warning from God, many people today still reject him as their Savior. So as we come to Zechariah chapter 12, we find a prophecy of hope, a prophecy which anticipates the day of salvation for the people in the nation of Israel who will come to him, who will believe. A day of deliverance for them. A day of restoration. The day when Jesus Christ returns to this earth once again. So in Zechariah chapter 12, we are taken to that day. But it is a day that begins with sorrow. As the prophet Zechariah says in verse 1, this is the burden of the word of the Lord, which is like a weight that is upon my shoulders. Masal in Hebrew. It's a day of grief. It's a declaration concerning the nation of Israel and concerning the people of this world. Thus declares the Lord, there needs to be repentance. There needs to be repentance before there can be restoration. For it is the Lord who stretches out the heavens and who lays the foundation of the earth in place, and who forms the spirit of man within him in creation. This is the same Lord who will bring his plan to its conclusion. He is the beginning and the end of all things. Behold, he says in verse 2, Hine in Hebrew, look and see and understand. In the last days, the people of this world will gather together against the nation of Israel in a battle, which is called the Battle of Armageddon in Greek, on a hill, on the plain of Megiddo, which is located in the northern part of Israel, about 56 miles north of Jerusalem. a battle, which is described in Daniel chapter 11 and in Revelation chapter 14 and in Revelation 16. A battle where the blood of the slain will be 4 feet deep, the height of the bridle of a battle horse. And that blood will flow for 200 miles. So the Lord says in verse 2 of Zechariah 12, in that day I am going to make Jerusalem a cup, saf in Hebrew, like a large bowl from which the nations of the world will drink. But as they attempt to come against the nation of Israel, they will be reeling, ra'av in Hebrew. They will shake and quiver as if they are intoxicated. All of the people around Israel will become disoriented. They will not be thinking straight the way that many people today are not thinking straight about these things. They will be disoriented as the judgment of God is about to fall upon them. And when the siege, the matzor in Hebrew, the attack comes against the city of Jerusalem, it will also be against the province of Judah. And it will come about in that day that I will make Jerusalem like a heavy stone, ma'am asal in Hebrew, a stone which is too heavy to lift for all the people. All who try to lift it from its place, that is to destroy the people of God, will be severely injured. Sarat in Hebrew. They will be torn. They'll be cut to pieces. As it says in Joel chapter 3, God will tread the winepress of his fierce wrath against the nations, but he will be a refuge for his people. As all of the nations of this earth, from the north, perhaps from Russia and her allies, from the south, perhaps from Egypt and her allies, from the east, perhaps from China and her allies, and from the west, perhaps from the remnants of the Roman Empire in Europe. All of them will gather together against the people of God. And in that day, declares the Lord in verse 4, I will strike every horse, every one of strength, with bewilderment, timahon in Hebrew, with terror and with confusion. And I will strike every rider, the leaders, the mighty men of those armies with madness, Shigayon in Hebrew, with panic and with fear. But God says, I will watch over the house of Judah. Ayin in Hebrew. I will have my eye on them with loving kindness and with mercy while I strike every horse, every one of strength, every attempt by those people to destroy my people. I will strike them with blindness, he says in verse 4, perhaps with literal blindness, but certainly with spiritual blindness. Then the Lord says in verse 5, the clans of Judah, Aluf in Hebrew, the leaders will say in their hearts, we can see that we cannot rely on our own strength. We can see that we need help. We need a strong support for us And that support, they point out, can be found in the inhabitants of Jerusalem through the Lord of hosts, their God. So we too will trust in him for our strength. Because it says in Psalm 46:5, God is in their midst. So in that day, the Lord also says in verse 6, I will make the clans of Judah like a fire pot, kior in Hebrew, like a fire pan that is full of hot coals, thrown among pieces of wood, thrown among the nations of the world, and I will make my people like a flaming torch thrown among sheaves of dry grain, thrown among the nations. So they will consume and they will devour the enemies of God on the right hand and on the left hand. Yes, they will consume all of the surrounding people who seek to destroy the people of God. While the inhabitants in Jerusalem, it says, will once again dwell in safety in their own place in Jerusalem. Nothing will happen to them. For though they will be defenseless, the Lord says, I will save the tents of Judah. He will shield his people from them. First of all, he says in verse 7, in order that the glory of the house of David, who was a shepherd, who became a mighty warrior, and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, a city that will be well defended. But the Lord says, I will not allow them to be magnified and lifted up in pride above defenseless Judah. There will be nothing to boast of in that day except to boast in the Lord. The victory will come from him and from him alone. But in that day, it says in verse 8, the Lord will also defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the one who is feeble among them, kashel in Hebrew, the one who is staggering around and is about to fall. In that day, that person will become like David, like a mighty warrior. And the house of David will become like God, that is, like the angel of the Lord before them, with divine power. The Messiah will be the strength of his people. And so, the Lord says in verse 9, it will come about in that day that I will seek to destroy all of the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will defend my people like an archer who takes aim and who fires at the enemy. So in verse 10, God says, according to my plan, I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit, ruach, the breath of grace, of favor, and of supplication, takanun, of graciousness, as they cry out to me in sorrow and in repentance. So, then, the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaks in verse 10. And he says, when I return to this earth again, this time they will look on me, whom they have pierced on the cross. The wounds will still be there in my side, my hands, my feet. And they will know. They will know that I am the one who they have rejected for all of these years. And so they will weep. And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. They will weep bitterly over him, like the bitter weeping over a firstborn child. And so in that day, there will be great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadad Rimmon, the Egyptian who slaughtered King Josiah, one of the few good kings in Judah. He killed him on the plain of Megiddo. They will finally see the truth. And so the people in the land of Israel will mourn. Every individual, every family by itself, the family of the house of David, the royal family by itself, and their wives by themselves, and the family of the house of Nathan, the son of David, by themselves, and the wives, their wives by themselves, and the family of the house of Levi, the priests, by themselves, and their wives by themselves, and the family of the Shimeites, the descendants of Levi, the religious leaders by themselves, and their wives by themselves. And it says in verse 14, all of the families that remain will weep. They will mourn, every family by itself and their wives by themselves. Each individual will search his heart and he will say, how could we have been so wrong for all of these years? How could we have been so blind? So they will turn from their unbelief and they will repent of their sin and they will turn to Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The stone which they rejected will become their stone, the right stone, a precious stone, the foundation of their lives forever. So today, what about you? Search your heart. Search your mind. And come to Christ for your salvation before it is too late. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.